This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Samantha Powers, all these people are playing general. And what's happening is the United States is getting played. And we've had a lot of generals, foreign leaders say the world's the most dangerous position it's probably ever been in. Meanwhile, Obama member said that since he's been in, the world's the most stable it's ever been. And it's not about bashing Obama. As much as I didn't like Bill Clinton, geopolitically, he wasn't as bad as what we see now. F. Michael Maloof, we got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Other points you were making and any other solutions that you think could somehow stop ISIS before they start attacking the West?
Well, we're actually going to have to increase intelligence and really focus overseas on intelligence gathering. But we've got to have people at the top who are willing to take actionable intelligence and act on it.
But the FBI is too busy watching the Tea Party.
Well, they've got to change that whole. You see, the whole mindset has got to change because we do have a major threat. In addition, on the international side, we've got to start working with people that we don't regard as our buddies, but who are like-minded and wanting to counter terror, like the Russians, maybe even the Iranians, to try to deal with this. And now that the Saudis are now working with the Russians once again, perhaps we've got an unholy alliance here to try and deal with this problem. We're dealing with people who are rogues in many respects, whom we don't like politically, but we all have a common problem. And
sure,
this really means getting our allies and even some of our adversaries together to work on this, to deal with this problem, because it is transnational. It is almost, it's worldwide now, and it's out of control.
Doesn't it show how out of control it is that just 2 years ago, we know Saudi Arabia was menacing Russia with its proxy jihad groups, these Wahhabist groups, and now it's spread so bad that they're working with Russia to try to put it out because they're even scared of it.
Absolutely. See, the tables have turned on them, and they're really fearful for their own existence at this point. And I think this is where, I know it's not a popular thing to say, but we may have to work with the Iranians to deal with ISIS. They're the only ones who are really out there fighting them along with, and we need to start arming the Peshmerga.
Well, sure. I mean, if the Iranians were invading all these countries and killing people, I'd say go to war with them. I mean, it's not like we're choosing any sides here. We've got these ISIS people are just, who really runs ISIS?
Well, it sounds like it's coming out of the White House, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We basically have supported them. We basically nurtured their existence. This is the problem that I see. We basically have allowed him to exist and we gave them arms. We helped to create in their creation, and now they are on their own, and we got to do something about it. And we've got to work with allies and friends, even people that we would on the surface would not want to work with, but we're going to be compelled to work with because this problem is so ingrained.
F. Michael Maloof, writing for WND.com. Are there any other sites or documents that we should read other than your in-depth analysis at World Net Daily? What are some other good things to look at?
Well, I do a survey of all things that I can come across, even weird websites. I even go on the Iranian websites to see what they're saying, also the Saudi websites, see what they're saying, the Russian websites. I see what the other people are saying so that you know where they're coming from.
Read everything but believe nothing.
But yeah, you got to read everything, and then you make your own judgment based upon that information. The other problem you got to watch out for will be the Turks. And I just leave that in closing because they are about ready to implode. And
let's have you back next week on the nightly news. We can do it to talk about geopolitically what the destabilization of the Middle East means and what Turkey falling could do. Thank you, Mr. Maloof. We'll be back.
Thanks.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm just going to be completely honest, as I always am, teleprompter free, telling it like it is. I'm going to be completely honest with why I have Dr. David Duke, the former Ku Klux Klan Grand Dragon, joining us for the full hour into the next hour, if he will stay with us. I think it's best to start this interview, this debate, this discussion this way. I never had people like Dr. William Pierce or David Duke on the show because I did not want to have a Jerry Springer type program or Geraldo Rivera type program. If I just wanted ratings, I could be a shock jock and, you know, be co-host with Howard Stern. I mean, literally, they've talked to me before about a slot on the Howard Stern show. That is not what I have attempted to do. And I thought bringing people on like David Duke would just stir people up. And I've always been trying to get people to transcend tribal, racial systems, and to have a tribe of humans based on upward mobility, based on renaissance, based on promoting ideas of quality, based on systems of liberty and freedom and private property and free association. Because humans are tribal. Humans are based on clans, on families, on tribes, on groups. If you didn't have that tribal system, you would never have had the Greeks or the Romans or the Aztecs or the Shoguns. No one. You have the Chinese trying to invade the Japanese. You have the Japanese invading the Chinese. You have the South Koreans hating the North Koreans. You have one African tribe attacking the other African tribe because they're across the river. And mainly, if you read human or animal psychology, Conlad, Lorenz, Desmond Morris, or any of the basic stuff, it's true. The more aggressive a mammal species, the more loving and sweet it is in the den. And so, in your tribe, you're not killing each other, you love each other. If someone does attack someone for no reason, the tribe will ostracize them or kill them. But you're a predator that preys on animals. Well, as humans' population got bigger 6,000 years ago, as we become agrarian, and I'm going to go to Duke here in a moment. This is my preface. We began to wage war against each other. And to be able to go over the mountain and rob and kill the men and take the women, so much of conquest was about getting more women. Didn't matter if it was the Native Americans raiding settler villages to get their women and children or whether it was the Romans doing it. It's the same human system. And you have to demonize who you're going to loot, who you're going to steal from, who you're going to overtake, who you're going to control. And that is a human condition. It's a human attribute from those primitive times. Is it an attribute in modern times? We are sold on the idea that we need to be colorblind, love everyone, be guilty, and pay all the taxes, accept the Obamacare, turn our guns in, or we're racist. And so the Christian Western ethic of transcending tribalism and having a tribe of love and helping others that is truly transcendent and altruistic, that was produced in the West, exported to the world, created modern civilization, and all the good things we have. 90% of it comes from Western culture. No one can debate that. And so the Christians promote the end of slavery, the end of serfdom in the last 300 years in Europe. It's ended worldwide except for areas of Africa and the Middle East where it still goes on and is cute and funny because it's not white people doing it. It's like when Muslims are putting hoods on women's heads, radical Muslims, and chopping their genitals off. It's cute because it's their culture. Or when the Aztecs are chopping hearts out, it's not bad because it's a culture. But if whites have a crooked toenail, it's evil. Why is this being done? It's being done because Western culture is the dominant culture, and if you can dominate it, you dominate the world. And the eugenicists are targeting blacks, Hispanics, whites, everybody, but they're targeting whites with cultural guilt to accept the larger New World Order agenda. And I don't debate that. No one can. They're trying to ban the word master in colleges. Master's degrees, master's in golf, has nothing to do with slavery. It's about being able to erase words and create a new dark age of ignorance. Headline, Infowars.com. Yale professor, students leaving campus over racist word master. Infowars.com today. Biggest gay lobby group in America urges schools to ban the words boy and girl, saying it's hateful. See, normal human biology is under attack. This is a scientific takeover. So, yes, there's a war on white people. But the very same liberal Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation technocrats that are doing this funded Planned Parenthood, funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, funded the Ku Klux Klan, and created the world we see today. And that's what I'm saying. It's a spectrum where the New World Order controls all the sides, keeps us tribal, wages war against the black community from 15% illegitimacy to 87% illegitimacy, from 5% in prison to 78% in prison. I mean, just and what they practiced on the blacks, they're doing to everybody. So I'm going to give, and I'm going to skip this network break coming up. I'm going to give Duke the floor here because I've had my 5-6 minutes to, I have no idea what he's going to say what he has to say. But here's what I'm getting at. The political correctness is such an open cult of ending freedom, of ending true liberalism, of ending free speech, and creating class warfare and fusing racial consciousness into class warfare and whipping up giant exported populations to break and further destroy the West in an act of genocide against the ideas of the West. That the reason I would have a David Duke on is not that I agree with what he overall is doing, but because he is the mirror image of the spectrum that's promoted by Mecha, La Raza, the black supremacist groups, and all the rest of it. And so he should have a show on MSNBC right next to Al Sharpton, because they are two people basically promoting the same thing at the end of the day. And he may disagree with that. I don't think David Duke believes what he's doing is bad in the final equation. He believes he's a hero, a white knight on shining armor, fighting against the globalist cultural jihad or corporate overwrite of civilization. And undoubtedly, that is happening. But I see humanity being paved over by the Hollywood culture of death across the board. I see blacks targeted by the left, who I have been around privately, when they say, we hate black people. So there's a paradox here where the truth is the left needs David Duke to point at so that they don't actually get the scrutiny and people actually realize these people are 1,000 times, if you believe David Duke is wicked, 1,000 times more wicked than he is. Now, David, we'll do the whole next hour, too, if you want, so we can each have 5, 6, 7 minutes at a turn here going over this. But that's where I come from here, and that's where this world is going. I want to get people outside the box to see the prison economy, how they've divided this into different groups to play the part of the referee. So David Duke of DavidDuke.com joins us. If you want me to do your bio, I think everybody knows you're a doctor, PhD in history, authored a bunch of best-selling books, and been a grand dragon wizard, and all the rest of it. I'm not going to start making jokes about that. But thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope we can have a good debate here.
Well, I hope so. And if you give me a chance to talk, that'll be great. And I look forward to a real discussion about some of the basic issues, because I would like to get down to the bottom today about who the real elite is in this country and in the world that is truly, as you say, and it's totally true, they're an enemy of all mankind. And I think for them, and you've even said this as well in the first part of the show, you said they want to, in some ways, go against European peoples because they want to control the West and the power of the West. And I think that's why we're in these wars in the Middle East, really wars for Israel and wars for the globalist powers. But I'm not a carbon copy or a mirror image of Al Sharpton. The truth is that there is a racism that dominates America, a supremacism. But it's racism, vicious hate propaganda and racism against the European American. And as far as eugenics or as far as limiting births, the real population explosion, black people have a much higher birth rate than whites. Mexicans have a much higher birth rate than even African Americans. European Americans have about a 1.6 birth rate, which means we're losing a quarter of our people every generation. The population explosion in the world is an African explosion. The United Nations just recently put out a statistic showing that in Africa by 2050, there'll be 1.3 billion Africans. And that's almost entirely because of the massive birth rate. So I don't believe that these globalists are intentionally trying to limit the birth rates of Africans or African Americans or whatever. The truth is that the only people on the planet who are losing their numbers, and of course it's only white nations that are being massively invaded by immigration, which the globalists and the Zionists have set up and dominated in the United States, Canada, Australia. Every European nation today is under attack. And I believe that's because our people don't any longer have control over the media. They have no longer control over the banking system, the Federal Reserve Bank. They no longer have control over our foreign policy or even our politics. The biggest contributors in politics are absolutely Zionists, and I can prove that and document that. And the Federal Reserve, we've had 3 decades now, a Federal Reserve chairman. In fact, I have a graphic that I uploaded to your site today. Hopefully your engineer can put it up with the Federal Reserve, the Fed. And over the last three decades, every Federal Reserve chairman and vice chairman has been a Jewish supremacist, a Jewish Zionist. There's no argument about that fact. Not a single non-Jewish head of the Federal Reserve banking system, and that is the ultimate banking power in the world. You want to talk about international finance? There's no more powerful force in the world than the Federal Reserve. Now, these are all Jewish activists. I don't say every Jew, and I agree with you, that not every Jew is acting against European Americans or against people of the world. But we do know that Zionism is absolutely a Jewish supremacist phenomenon. It is a racist phenomenon. They kicked 600,000 people out of their land, stole their land, have violated them, murdered them, tortured them, periodically kill thousands of women and children, maim them in Israel, and they are the power. But for them to have the power, Israel wouldn't exist, and the Jewish supremacism wouldn't exist, except for the fact that the Jews basically have, and I believe this, they've taken over the American elite. Now, when I say this, this is another graphic that I've had uploaded already. I'll show you a graphic from the New York Times. Mr. Brooks, David Brooks, one of their elite columnists, in which he literally talks about the, he talks about an article or a thing called The Chosen getting in. And he literally speaks about a Jewish taking over for the American elite and how the Jews have become the American elite. So if you want to talk about the elite in this country, I believe they are tribalists. And I'm not an image, I'm not a mirror image of Al Sharpton, because it is, I believe it's my people that are going to become a minority in the world. Now, I respect all people. And if I were president of the United States, I wouldn't be having this globalist agenda. And I certainly wouldn't be invading these countries in these wars for Israel and Iraq and Afghanistan. I certainly wouldn't be supporting the Goldman Sachs of the world. That's the biggest predator, the most evil predator international bank in the world. It is a Zionist institution, and it not only controls international banking or has a great effect of it, it literally picks who's going to be in our Treasury Department, basically, and the people who have the power in the Federal Reserve. It is a Zionist operation, and it's also the chief corporate contributor. Take a look at the Goldman Sachs, again, this, what I've showed you. It's the chief corporate contributor of both Democrats and Republicans in the United States of America.
I won't debate you there. I'll just interject for 1 minute, then you can come back for 2 minutes, then we'll continue. Sure. Let me just interject. When I say mirror image, I meant from his perspective, he promotes all the race-based stuff. From your white perspective, that's going on. And I'm saying the rhetoric out of Mecha, La Raza means the race. You promote stuff that's race-based. And so that's what I'm trying to get at here. And when I talk about eugenics, Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, was set up, in her words, I can pull up her letters if you want, saying that it was to target black people. 52% of black people are never born in this country. I know there's giant third world explosions going on in Africa. That's two separate things. I was saying, and I'm not saying the eugenicists are being totally successful or totally in control. I was getting at, how do you square Margaret Sanger, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, awards to Hitler, getting awards from Hitler, pen pals, the left loves her, and I'm saying the left is really a bunch of shadow control freak, ultimate racist, who've gone in and taken over the black community as a beta test and ruined it and pushed every weaponized media form you can imagine and the whole gangster culture. I mean, who can doubt that paying women not to have men in the house literally destroyed the black community as we know it compared to what it was?
There's nobody in America that has talked about that more than I have.
I was unaware of that. I don't follow a lot of what you have to say, so I thought, so just seeing snippets on the news, we'd have you on. But, I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, I respond this way, that I've talked against that. I really believe, and I truly believe, that blacks, as whites, are victims of this Zio control over our media. It's an incredibly destructive culture. They push drugs on our kids. We've seen the black family totally devastated over the last 4 or 5 decades, and that's because of the change of the culture. But who runs Hollywood? It's not European-American Christians, my friend. Every one of the 10 largest Hollywood studios of movies and television are all Jewish controlled. I can give you the names. We have a graphic here of Jewish pundits, like at the Los Angeles Times, who is in the middle of Hollywood, where he boasts that Jews totally run Hollywood. And in the article, he lists all the leaders of the Hollywood networks, and he says he's insulted when people try to argue, or when even Jews argue that Jews don't control Hollywood. He's proud of it. And he goes on to say, I don't care if people think we're running the Federal Reserve, international banking, Wall Street, the media, and government. All I care is we keep on running them. Now, if this is what they say. I'm quoting what they say, so they call me anti-Semitic. I don't believe I'm anti-Semitic. I believe I am for the rights of all people, including the European people. Now, what's going on in this country? And Donald Trump's talking about it, and that's why he's got so much popularity.
That was my next question. What do you think of Donald Trump?
Well, I don't know if I can trust him because he's been involved with the Zionists, and he's one of these guys in the Republican debate. We got a controlled media. Even Fox News is like a controlled opposition. Orwell was so great about that. And Orwell talked about the controlled opposition, and in his great book, he talks about the controlled opposition. For some reason, he named the controlled opposition Emmanuel Goldstein using two Jewish names. And I think that the Jewish extremists can set up a controlled opposition. And if you saw the debate, it was like an ambush and against Donald Trump. And it was because he was talking about the fact that European Americans are losing the right. The people who built this great country, who gave us the foundations of our Bill of Rights, all the things you believe about are being replaced. And here's the problem. I believe in having a kind nation toward all people, supporting all people. I am not for any sort of exploitation. I'll give an example. The media is so powerful, they can just make name monikers. I have never, ever been a white supremacist. I believe in equal rights for all people. I've always stated that position, even back in my Klan days. I was a young man who back in the 1960s, as a young teen, I began to realize that European Americans were going to be a minority in this country. Everybody else, when I talked about that, they said, oh, that's baloney. That's never going to happen. And we're seeing it right now. We are slated to be a minority. Biden tells these ambassadors from South America we're going to be a minority, how great it is. We're going to be a minority. This is a part of the Jewish divide and conquer strategy. And it is a tribal thing. I don't think there's nothing wrong with a Jew or any other people on the planet, African-American or Mexican-American, anybody to be ashamed of their heritage. You're not proud of their heritage. You want to preserve it. That is a very natural, healthy thing. But there is something wrong when people are trying to destroy other peoples and exploit other peoples. And that's really what's going on in this country.
Well, I want to get your views on that, because you say you're not a white supremacist. What is your view of Adolf Hitler? Because I have, not even in mainline history books, but the Nuremberg trials and a lot of German writings as well. I mean, the Nazis really were a weird death cult. They really were into all sorts of weird ceremonial magic. They really didn't think Hitler was God. I mean, I really genuinely, and I know there's two sides to World War II, but yeah. The West funded the rise of Hitler. The West signed a secret treaty that's been basically released by the British to back Hitler in a takeover of Europe. They had Edward VIII ready to be the new king of Europe. They double-crossed, but that doesn't mean Hitler's good. It means, see, again, the West, England, British intelligence, along with some of the U.S., was setting things up. I mean, take Prescott Bush, the head Nazi agent in the U.S., and their plan for a coup with Smedley Butler. I mean, there's all this other stuff going on.
Nazi agent in the United States at all. I think this is, I'm sorry, but I believe that the information you have there is false. And maybe it's planted by the people as disinformation. The truth is that there's no evidence at all that Western nations supported the rise of Hitler or any of the Gentile establishment in America.
He was on the cover of Time magazine. My grandfather remembered hearing him in Dallas. They would air on the radio.
Not promote Adolf Hitler. And if you look at the New York Times and our media in America, even back then, New York Times was dominant, our Jewish publication, the Schulzbergers, had article after article every day of our lives about how evil the Germans, with a lot of lies about the Germans, too. The fact is that there was no greater, the internationalists saw no greater enemy than Germany in the Second World War. And both the Zionists on one side, Zionist Jews on one side, which influenced the West, as Charles Lindbergh pointed out, and communist Jews on the other side supported Marxism. We knew
so just everything is Jews' fault. You really believe that?
Not Jews' fault. But you got to understand, they have a complete domination of our media, our academia. They have a complete.
All right, David Duke's our guest. If you just tuned in, we're going to come back and let you hear from him. This is unfiltered, uncensored. It's live, and we're going to really start getting into the meat and potatoes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well,
but you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
You know, we should open the phones up some in the next hour if David Duke stays with us, so you can call in. People that disagree with him, people that agree with him. I've just tried to stay out of all this stuff over the years and try to promote free market, lower taxes, school choice, sovereignty, so that people can make their own decisions. But it's clear the ruling elite in the West, whoever they are, it's a mix of groups, are pushing weaponized media where they now say the word boy and girl is hateful, ban it in schools. And it's happening. And I saw a public gender-neutral bathroom yesterday. And I had my daughters with me, and we couldn't use it. And I talked to my daughters about it, and they said, yeah, we don't want to go in there with other men. I was talking to a lady about it last night. She goes, yeah, I ran into one of those now, and you go in there, and there's men in the bathroom, and there's guys at urinals right beside you. You know, all cultures, men and women, stay separate for a reason. That's just the way it's always been. This is an attempt. What I'm saying is it's beyond what David Duke's saying. And people freak out about what he says. It's just milquetoast compared to what MTV promotes. I mean, look at these headlines. Yale professor, students leaving campus over racist word master. Educator calls for ban over the word, the racial and gender weight it carries. It's about controlling words. Biggest gay lobby group in America urges schools to ban the words boy and girl. Danish politician convicted for racism for offending Muslims. Blood money. Planned Parenthood has politicians completely paid off. Media in its pocket. California Green Party promotes free slaps for straight white men. I mean, this is just a bunch of people organizing their own weird tribes, freaking out over their sexual preference. I mean, this is society in decline. School told to call kids purple penguins because boys and girls is not inclusive to transgender. Nebraska school bans the term boys and girls to train teachers to avoid gender expressions. I mean, this is a cult where they can tell you what to believe, what to say, and how to talk, and arrest you if you don't do it. These are totalitarians. And it's anti-human. And it's out of control. Let's say the government sets me up, like they did David Duke. And I don't agree with a lot of what David Duke has to say, but I remember looking at his case in the news when it happened and knowing that the IRS, you know, claimed that he had a tax exemption that shouldn't be tax exempt for his group, which they're supposed to just issue the tax exemption for a political, you know, organization or cultural organization, and they put him in jail for years. And now they're putting tens of thousands of conservatives, libertarians. See, first they came for the Grand Dragons. And then they came for the pro-gun groups. Then they came for the veterans groups. Now they didn't stand up, so then they came for your property rights group. And the emails have come out that Lois Lerner is targeting conservatives, libertarians. So the point is, if I got thrown in prison, they would say, you're going to the white area. And even if I wasn't racist against Hispanics and blacks, I'm inherently don't know who they are individually. Doesn't matter. They've been put in racial groups and have been turned into racially based organizations by the government, by design. And I think that's what I'm saying that transcends all this. Whoever the ruling elite are, and there's different power groups, they are using divide and conquer clearly to control. Don't we need to point out that the left is promoting racism and division, and then not go join our own racial groups to play into their game, but transcend it and try to come together? Because they're in a race to balkanize us. That's what the elite wants. And economically, even if you want to segregate yourself, they're going to try to not let you do it. So I'm simply here really trying to have sophisticated thought. I'm not saying David Duke isn't sophisticated. I've just heard all this over and over again. And I've also experienced at the hands of the anti-Mason groups, the anti-Catholic groups, the anti-Jew groups, where they give just godlike superpowers to whoever they believe runs everything. And so, therefore, I'm Jewish because I've been successful, or I'm only successful because Jews tell me what to do and I'm on the hotline to Tel Aviv. You know, there's no discussion of, there's a bunch of diverse Jewish organizations and groups, different types of Jews, leftist Jews, right-wing Jews, Jews that criticize Israel, Jews that don't. It just all becomes one big monolithic thing. And so I really am trying to figure out what's happening here. David Duke is our guest. I've talked for about 4 minutes here. I'm going to throw it back to him so that folks, you know, see where he's coming from. All I'm saying is David Duke isn't taking over. Leftist organizations, whoever runs them, are fantastical in what they push now. I don't want to turn my guns in. I'm deeply racist. I'm against Obamacare. That's a screw job written by offshore insurance companies. I'm racist. I mean, this has been said on CNN, MSNBC. No proof. So it doesn't matter. They have successfully radicalized and racially based their movements. They're going with it. And I see the Democratic Party, who failed when Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act and the rest of it, who flipped and then began racially catering to minorities, running a Klan strategy, but now it's through minorities and successfully doing so. So what happens? Americans then racially divide, and then the government can then basically turn us all into a giant prison and divide and conquer us. That's where I see this going. It doesn't mean we should accept saying whites are inherently evil and should be exterminated. It doesn't mean we don't sit there and give up any white culture we have. No, no, we speak out against all those attacks. But then do we go suit up in pointed hats at the end of the day? What does that do? And then he didn't answer the question. I want you to answer this. I'll give you the floor for 10 minutes, David. But I want you to answer this question. You keep acting like there's no connection to Planned Parenthood and white supremacy and exterminist operations. That is going on. So how do you square up that behind the scenes, the Democratic Party are, I mean, a fellow Grand Dragon, Senator Byrd. The left accepts and loves him. They don't accept and love you. There's something else going on here is what I'm getting at. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you're giving me 10 minutes. I hope you hold to that because you did speak even over that. That's okay. And I'll be happy to go.
No, I just spoke 6.5 minutes. Go ahead.
I got you. Whatever. My clocks is different. That's okay, though.
Well, there was a break, a three and a half minute break.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever. But the point is that, and we can go into this. In fact, I'll go to the end of the program the next hour, too, because you're right. I feel like it's the only way I can really get a clear exposition of all my positions. But here's the issue about that. First off, the KKK was not the author of any sort of Planned Parenthood. What I did, and I was in the House of Representatives, by the way, let me make something really clear to you so there's no misunderstanding. Not only have I spoken and been completely opposed to abortion, I also put my money where my mouth is. In the House of Representatives, I voted for the strongest anti-abortion law that's ever been passed by a legislative body in the United States of America. So it's really clear what I stand for.
Well, good job.
Well, that's exactly right. But again, it shows you the misconceptions people might have. Now, here is the point, though. I served in the Health and Welfare Committee, and I do believe that massive welfare illegitimacy is something that damages black people and damages the taxpayer. We have many married couples who can't afford to have kids because of this horrific tax program and because a lot of these so-called social welfare programs going on. And when I was in the legislature, I said that I don't think this is proper, and that we educate African Americans or anybody else. Not, it wasn't based on race. But if you go in the social welfare system, that you should be encouraged to abstain. And if you can't abstain, you should be responsible. If you have children in this system that you're in, it lessens your opportunity for education, your opportunity for advancement. And that's what we have. We have a repeating cycle of poverty in America. It's true, and it's damaging everybody. And as I said, there's no problem with black birth rates in America. There's no problem with Mexican-American birth rates in America. There is a problem with white birth rates in America, and one of the reasons why is because we have this denigrated society. A lot of white people say, I don't want to bring a kid in this world. And it makes, and also they have all sorts of economic hurdles to ride through to be able to have a child today. Whereas the welfare recipient, even though I don't know if it's necessarily true, sees one more illegitimate child as a path to greater benefits, bigger apartments, welfare apartments, more direct payments, more food stamps, that type of thing. I don't think it really helps them overall, but they see that bigger check, and it's literally an incentive. So I said that we to qualify for welfare, we should at least try to counsel any person on welfare, especially those who are not married and who are reproducing these kids without a loving present father, that we should encourage them to either abstain, that's the best thing, or to practice some sort of responsibility and not bring children to this environment that lessens their opportunity and makes those children that are born have a greater sense. The reason why we have more, we spend $2 trillion on the welfare system in America. I've just done a complete report on that. By the way, people can go to davidduke.com. I have a massive archive on this. They can look up these issues. And they can read about all these issues, including all of what I'm saying about Jewish racism and tribalism. And that's the real supremacy in the planet Earth, really. But the fact is, I've just done a big report on it. We spent $2 trillion in the so-called war on poverty. And we got more poverty than ever. We got more crime than ever. We got millions of people on drugs. We're not solving these issues. So it's not any sort of genocide to urge people to be responsible. And that's what I did when I was in the legislature. I urged that. Of course, I was condemned. Naturally, But the people who are committing the genocide in America in terms of the Planned Parenthood meeting lessening birth, the people being genocided in Europe, and this is the fundamental thing that I hope you understand, Mr. Jones, and I understand, the people being genocided are the European people. Our birth rate now is 1.6 per couple. I mean, two doesn't really take care of the people that die and aren't able to reproduce or whatever.
You need 2.1.
Our people, give me my 10 minutes, please. It's certainly, you know, this is one quarter of our people being lost. I believe this is also a pattern of the promotion. You talked about all this promotion. That's a good example of this sexual degeneracy and the lesbian gay agenda and so forth. I can show you, I can prove it to anybody's satisfaction. It is practically totally. It is 98% dominated and controlled by Jewish extremists. And by the way, they support Israel. These same extremists support Israel, which doesn't even allow a marriage between a man and a man or a woman and a woman. They don't allow in Israel, but every major Jewish organization in America, you can go to the Council of Presidents of major Jewish organizations, which is a real organization, has a budget of billions of dollars, all these groups. That group puts a policy, and they support gay marriage. They support gun control of the American people. You talked about that earlier in the show, or another show I listened to a while back, that the Israelis were promoting gun control for America. They support gun control. This is every major Jewish organization in the United States of America. So we have a tremendous double standard. And I ask you why. I ask, why is it that there is this worldwide campaign of hatred and viciousness against Europeans? I have another graphic, which we can show. You've shown a couple. Let me show another graphic here. This is from the movie Django, which is produced by the Weinstein brothers. And this is a perfect example of what's going on in this country and the vicious racism that's going on. This is a quotation from the movie Django, which has the black hero. It shows black people. By the way, every Native American is an evil son of a gun in this movie. And they show black people suffering and suffering. Take a look at that clip again, the image. The quotation is, the black hero in the movie, who's for people to admire, goes on, kill white people and get paid for it. What's not to like? My God. Now, this is produced by the Weinstein brothers. And it's not just the Weinstein brothers. It's literally almost every major Jewish studio. Constantly, they're talking about white slavery. Do you know, Mr. Jones, for instance, that in the world, Jews are less than 0.1% of the population of the world. Do you know that their own historians boast about the fact that they have controlled and dominated the slave trade, the worldwide slave trade, for 2,000 years? And in the Encyclopedia Britannica, in fact, Marcus, who's one of their chief historians, literally says that the Jews controlled the slavery. They enslaved millions of Europeans over the years. They actually even worked with some of the corsairs in North Africa, which went and captured Europeans, and they were the biggest slave traders even in Muslim countries. They ran the triangular slave trade. There's no argument about it. I can show you in Jewish publications about this. Now, they're the world champions of slavery. But what does our Jewish-controlled media try to do? They try to create guilt for white people about slavery, when the truth is, in America, for instance, under the American Union, we had slavery for, what, 90 years or something like that? Less than that, even. Okay? And the Jews have been being the chief slave traders in the history of the world. The Old Testament says it in Leviticus, where they literally say, you can't enslave your fellow Jews, but non-Jews, you can enslave and you can treat harshly. Now, if they have the guts to try to criticize white people for 100 years of slavery in the United States of America, they better be the first ones to condemn themselves. But they don't do that. The truth is that every nation on earth has had slavery. Every people has enslaved others. Every people has been imperialist. I don't endorse that. I think slavery is wrong and horrible, and I don't believe in even in imperialism. I think every people have a right to be free. But the truth is, to condemn European Americans for their role in slavery for a few hundred years is ridiculous, because then you'd have to condemn every nation and the heroes of most of the nations on the planet Earth. So we have a complete double standard. What we're having in this country is there is a campaign to make European Americans a minority in this country, a minority in Canada, a minority in Australia, a minority in France, a minority in Germany, a minority in the UK, a minority in Sweden, little countries that are so beautiful in the traditions. This is a massive crime against humanity. And I am not being racist because I'm defensive of the things that I love. I love my people. I love my heritage. I know that, you know, European Americans created the United States of America. They wrote our Constitution. They gave us our Bill of Rights, including our Second Amendment rights. And you know, and I know, that if America becomes a minority nation, you think you're going to keep your guns out there, people who are listening to me right now? You know you're not going to keep your guns. Because every major organization of these other groups, like the NAACP, like the Razi and Ida, the Jewish groups, all those groups support confiscation of your guns. The demographics of the United States of America and of Europe, to me, is the most important human rights issue on the world. And because of those demographics, because the European American elite in a 90% European country, it's normal to have Europeans being the elite of a 90% country populated by their own. To overthrow that elite, they had to put out this hate propaganda, this self-hate propaganda, and they had to incite the minorities against those Europeans who defended themselves, like myself. I got over 60% of the European American vote in Louisiana, twice, the U.S. Senate, for the governorship of my state. The people knew I wasn't a racist. They knew that I was a decent person. I believed in civil rights and human rights. But the way they beat me was by inciting hatred in the minorities to get a black bloc vote out there. That's what's really going on in this country. And that's what they're using. That's why they're trying to empower this change in America. It's a divide and conquer strategy. And that way you're very correct. But who's dividing and conquering? If it was really just a question of being against everybody, why would they go only against European Americans? And why would they support? You know, I'll give you one last example. I guess I got 1 minute left on my 10. I'll give you another example. The SPLC, which is a Jewish-run organization, Mr. Cohen, very anti-white organization, and Mr. Potok are the two major figures of the organization. They condemn me because I want to preserve, you know, my heritage, my way of life, my traditions, even the way my children and grandchildren will look someday and the values that they have, right? Well, they condemn us during the time when we had the Steve Scalise controversy, when you had the congressman who came to one of my meetings. During that time, they criticized him for simply going to a meeting of European Americans, right? So, but here you have you have Schultz Wasserman, right? A Jewish congresswoman who gave a big speech at an international women's group condemning Jewish intermarriage with non-Jews. And by the way, they don't use simply a religious qualification for that. They use that in a racial sense. In Israel, a Jew can marry another Jew who is non-religious, who hates religion, who is a communist or whatever. Anybody, but the final determinant in Israel, whether you can get married, is not whether you're Jew by religion, but whether you're Jew by race. So tell me, Alex, how in the world do we have really a fair playing field in this country when the same media that promotes the Jewish state of Israel is doing everything they can to destroy European Americans being a majority and really preserving our European American?
Sure. Okay. Christian. Now, listen, that's 10 minutes, and I talked for seven earlier. Coming up next hour, I can't skip any more of these breaks, which I've been doing. And so we're going to have to go a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there, take some phone calls, do some stuff like that. And I'm not criticizing you here, but the little debate tactic of constantly implying I'm not letting you talk. You've talked more than I have this hour, unless you count the ads as my time. And that's not my time. Those are ads on radio. So you're being able to make your points. You're not being censored. You're not being stopped. And so that's not a fair debating tactic to keep implying you're getting cut off. I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm trying to be nice.
Give me more time than O'Reilly, that's for sure.
Sure, exactly. Well, there's always this criticism that I'm cutting people off. The truth is, I let guests talk more than other shows. I might kind of rudely interject because I get excited and want to say something. I'm not polished. I don't want to be polished. So I think you've been making your points there.
Okay.
I've got to talk about a sponsor here for a moment, but then when we come back, here's what I'm getting at. I know a ton of Jews who are against globalism, against tyranny, who just want freedom, who are involved in all sorts of, you know, really good things, you know, promoting freedom. And then I constantly see these examples and these charts that are put together to say that, you know, it's Jews, period. I think you could say there's leftist Jews who are, and socialist-leaning Jews, that would be super rich, who are at the core of promoting socialism and communism. I mean, I've seen Jewish leaders on C-SPAN say, you know, Judaism is communism. Well, then I've studied the different flavors of Judaism, like I've looked at other religions, and that's not even the case. So there is a lot of this stuff going on. I think there's some oversimplifying here happening. So I'm going to make a statement when we come back and then get your take on that. Briefly, if you just tuned in, I'm Alex Jones. This is a interview debate with Dr. David Duke. We're going to be having black supremacists on, Hispanic supremacists on. The problem is we've invited them on. They won't come on. So David Duke did come on the show, and I think it's thought-provoking, and that's what we're here to do is get beyond political correctness. Because in political correctness, it's okay for Wolf Blitzer or somebody like CIA operative Anderson Cooper to interview a David Duke. But then I've noticed if talk radio shows have him on and even criticize him, they go, look, this talk show host who's conservative had David Duke on. He must be with him. Or, look, they use the word master's degree. That's code word for masters in slavery. Or brown bags in Seattle means you don't like black people. So there's this hyper-obsession with all of this, and I think it's important just to get it all out in the open, suss it out, debate it. Here's what I'm saying. The West is having 1.3 in Europe on average. It is 1.6 in the U.S. The global average is about 1.5. Japan has 1.2. 1.3. They're industrialized. They're not having kids because of the wealth. That's the syndrome. The selfishness of wealth. I'm not knocking wealth. It's just that's a fact. So I don't think that's a targeted thing that's happening. I do think people in the West should have kids. I mean, I don't want there to be no more Europeans. I think that's a sad thing. I wouldn't want to say, no, you know, let's get rid of all the Africans either. I'd be sad if Africans were dying. I like human population. I want to go to space. So that's my statement on that front. I'm trying to transcend just the debate of tribalism, because when you're being attacked tribally, it makes sense to be racially based. I get it. Whether you're Hispanic, black, white, Asian, whatever. The point is, couldn't we come together for free market and freedom? Why does it have to be if America becomes a majority, minority country that we will lose the guns? With the social demographics of Latin American voters, they tend to be socialist or communist. Yes, the guns will be taken. I want to reach out to those folks. I want to, because I've been able to wake up people that are Hispanic or black. I have a lot of Hispanic and black listeners that are really awake and get what's happening and are good people. So I just want to wake everybody up. I want everybody to succeed. I want everybody to either keep their culture, mix cultures, don't, whatever you want to do. I'm a libertarian. That's what I'm getting at. We're going to go to break, come back, have David's response for a short five-minute segment, then come back again, and I'm going to get into a bunch of questions that I've got for him here. I also want to talk about his take on the IRS, because he is a political prisoner. I mean, they really did target him. You can say, good, throw him in jail. Well, you're a tyrant then, because it could be you next. So that's all coming up. By the way, we mentioned we have the best colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, $19.95. It helps fund our operation at InfoWarsLife.com. We have two specials. They corrected me. We have 30% off one bottle, or buy two, get two free at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. If you don't know the benefits and what colloidal silver can do, go to InfoWarsLife.com, click on the Silver Bullet tab and read about it. Supervel Vitality's back in. Brainforce is almost sold out. We've got a lot of great books, films, you name it. Your purchases fund the good guys in an open, free speech college of ideas that our colleges used to be. Now they're barren, sterile, politically correct, mentally ill institutions of brainwashing. Stay with us, third hour straight ahead.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.